I'm coming. Oh, shit. Oh. Hey. I'm so glad you came. But really, though, I almost ate it here. I'm trying to get to the door. Remind me to just give you a key, okay? I think you're due for one. Anyway, come on in. And let's get over to the couch. What? Of course I have the movie pulled up already. Why wouldn't I? Oh, do you know how long I've waited for this movie night? No, longer than that. Much longer than that. I've missed you. I've really missed seeing my best friend. And don't get me wrong, I'm so happy you have someone now. But ever since, I feel like I don't ever get to see you now. Yes, really? Oh, yeah? All right. When was the last time then? Well, how about this? You go ahead and sit there and think about it while I just snack on this chocolate. Oh, also, rude. You didn't even acknowledge the artistry of the snacks I've laid out for us. Well, when was the last time we saw each other then? Why are you so quiet? Oh, yeah, cat got your tongue. Hey, no, I'm sorry. Don't apologize. It's really okay. I wasn't planning on bringing it up. It's been forever. And I miss you so freaking much. And I'm just super thankful that we get to make this happen, finally. Okay, well, before we get into it, why don't you tell your best friend what's going on? Oh, don't give me that. I could read it all over your face when I open the door. And your body language is screaming it. So, spill it. You know that I'm here for you. And whatever it is, you shouldn't worry about my reaction to it, okay? Embarrassing? How could you feel like it would be too embarrassing? Oh, come on. You've literally been there for me through thick and thin. Like, okay, do you remember that time I got way too drunk at a bar and made a mess on a pool table? Yeah, that's peak embarrassment. Like, top of the top. I don't think whatever you have to say is gonna beat that. Okay, then about what? Come on. Tell me. I'm here for you. Your sex life. Okay. Hey, no. We used to talk about this all the time. Okay. What's going on with it? You haven't what? You can't come? Okay, so sometimes there can be a mental block. Are you feeling anxious about it, or no? You just can't. Okay, so while having sex, you haven't had sex? Oral sex? Oh, okay. Oh. And then you have to finish yourself after. All right. Do they stay and watch, or you go and do it in secret? No. Come on. I'm not judging you or them. I'm just sad. Yes, because my best friend deserves to come. Have you told them or tried talking to them about it? Okay, I get it. I get it. It's definitely a difficult conversation to have with someone, especially if you don't want to hurt their feelings, and especially if you're concerned you might hurt their feelings. Okay, well, why do you think you can't come when they're giving you oral? Wait, no. Don't put the blame on you. I mean, okay, let's think this through. You eventually can come, right? Like you go into, I'm guessing, the restroom. Okay, so you go into the restroom and you come afterwards. I mean, you can take care of yourself, right? So it's not a you thing. Well, maybe they aren't doing what you like. All right, like in the moment, do you move their head or ask them to do something a little different? Or if they start doing something you really like, do you just encourage them maybe? Why not? You get too shy? Okay. That's valid. Well, look, why not practice? Like, practice telling them what you want. Okay, what I mean by that is, you remember when we were younger and I would have you sit and listen to me rant while I practiced having a conversation? Like, I asked you to pretend to be someone else, and we basically role played the situation. Remember? Okay, well, how about practicing with me? I'm not saying just sit here and run through the conversation, though. I'm saying, okay, listen, don't freak out. But I could use oral practice, and you could use practice giving directions. So maybe. Please don't make me say it. You know what I'm trying to say. Aunt, do not look so appalled. It's just two friends helping each other. What do you mean? What am I doing? I'm putting my hair up into a high ponytail. Will you relax, please? Do you or do you not want to be able to come in your partner's mouth? Then, obviously, you enjoy what they're doing, but they just need some small encouragement on what to do to get you there. So, practice telling me. So, come on, pants off. Seriously, I'm asking nicely, and look, you'll really be doing me a solid too. Yes, I mean that. Do you see this face? I am eager to make my best friend feel good with my mouth. So come on, pants off. Good. Now, let me get on my knees and. Okay. Suddenly, I feel really nervous. No, wait. It's because I want to do a good job. I want you to feel good. So I'm nervous that I won't do good, I guess. But that's okay, because you are gonna push me in the right direction, figuratively and literally. I want you to use your hands on my head. Make loud noises when I do something you like, okay? Not everything is gonna be amazing and toe-curling orgasm-y. So give me some vocal encouragement when you really like it, okay? Okay. Hey. It's gonna be great. I promise. Now, just sit back, relax, and let me take care of you. Does this feel good? Your clit. Oh, what about your pussy lips? Just run my tongue flat against your pussy. I like that. Massaging your clit with my tongue. What about sucking your clit? You do like that. Oh, your thighs are shaking. What if I shove my tongue between these lips of yours? It's okay. You can earmuff me. I just know you like it then. You wanna come all over my face? I'm gonna suck on this clit until your thighs clamp around my head. Oh. Talking about. Yeah. Did I really do a good job? Oh, man. Oh, I'm just happy that I did. I'm happy that I was able to do good for you. Okay, well, let me go clean up. Of course you can come with me to clean up. You are a little messy too. No. Oh, don't apologize. I love it. Means I did what I set out to do. Also, you did a great job giving me direction. See? Practice. Yes. Practice does make perfect. You need practice. Maybe next time. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna hold it over your head. It'll incentivize you to hang out with me. No, come on. Let's go clean up. Then, movie time.